This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 4/8/20. Show number 241. Well, we got a lot to go over, Nick, but we need to talk about gold and silver first. They've been on a tear since they hit that W pattern that you pointed out to us several sessions ago. Yep. Pretty interesting. So this could be the trade, huh?
Yeah, I think it really is. We got down to that double bottom low on the 30th of March, and everybody got bearish. I mean, I've never seen the gold bears come out of the woodwork like this. And since then, gold went down as low as on the futures down to 1676. And now here we are today looking at the gold futures making another big move up very nicely, trading around 1758. So, almost a 100-point move in that short span. And that's been quite remarkable. But that's, like I said, one of my favorite patterns, a W pattern, W bottom. Always look for that if you could get it. And that was a perfect formation.
Yeah, perfect formation. And it appears it's just going to, I think we've had confirmation of it, several days of it going up like this and going up like $10, $15, $20 the ounce. And it's taking silver along with it. And the miners are leading.
Yeah, the miners are showing really, really good strength as well. They actually were a good leading indicator. I'll give you a little tip off here because gold went to a double bottom. The miners actually never went to a double bottom. They bottomed out on the 3rd of March at around $30.64. And I'm talking about the GDX, the gold miners trust. And then the miners there put a higher low in on the 30th at 31.64. So they never even double bottomed. They just made a higher low, which ultimately is very bullish anyway. And they've had a really, really good run. Today, they're sitting at around 34.74. And, they're up to 2.4% as we speak.
Hey, and man, you look at that and you just say, yep, it's following the pattern, just like you said. And you've been telling us since it hit its high in August 7th of last year of 2020, that this is the way it was going to work out. And people are saying he missed it. He missed the silver move. He missed this. He missed that. And sure enough, nobody's saying that you missed the decline to under $1,700 gold and the decline to $24 silver, right?
Yeah. Well, I took some backlash as, gold was making some bounces. And I kept saying, hey, this has lower to go. It has going to do a lot more backing and filling. And, nothing goes down in a straight line. But, it was a nice call. And again, in this business, we're only as good as our last call. I've made hundreds of good calls in my life. If I have one bad one, believe me, I feel it. So all in all, I have to say so far, you get that W pattern. We talked about it right here on the program. We let everybody know if you didn't get in early March, there's still a chance to get in because this W pattern is in the making. And sure enough, it's a little bold making that call on the 30th, but look at the move that we've had since. I mean, it's been nothing short of spectacular.
Yeah. And it's still got more to go, right? Because that
there's a lot more to go. W patterns.
Yeah.
W patterns are major bottoming patterns. So my short-term prediction is around the 1800 area. Then we'll probably need to base a little bit because we'll hit some real good resistance there. But after that, I mean, what's to say you can't go up a lot further than this?
Probably making new highs, right?
There's that very good chance of that. You have to get over certain levels. I never like to anoint any higher projections until we break through the next resistance point. But I have to say, W patterns are some of my favorites and some of the best bottoms in the business have been made off W's.
All right. So on to less happy news. unemployment claims for unemployment insurance increased 16,000. Still looking at 750,000 people a week losing their jobs. 18 million people still unemployed in the country. And, the rest of the country is opening up now. When's this going to start to reverse?
I thought we would have a much better number this week. So I know nobody's talking about this. I find it a little bit alarming. After last Friday's job report, which was a blockbuster, almost 1 million jobs, they said, for the month of March were created, non-farm payrolls, that is. And to see this number jump up, it just doesn't make sense to me. So I think, we're not going to make a whole lot out of it. The market doesn't seem to really care right now. It cares about the easy money. But this is alarming. These job numbers should be much, much better. But I guess, it doesn't really matter. But we may have to come back and revisit this job report.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, one report does not a trend make, but if we start to see 2, 3, 4 weeks of this, then we know that there's a trend forming and you got to be aware of it. So as far as trading stocks today, what's happening?
We have another quiet session. This time, though, we are seeing some weakness. We have the Dow flat. We have the Russell basically flat. It was a little bit weaker earlier. It's come back a little bit. And then NASDAQ is leading the charge. The NASDAQ's up about 0.7%. This is as bond yields pull back on the 10-year treasury note. As you know, when yields pull back, tech seems to make a move. So the old saying, when the cat's away, the mice will play. That seems to be going on. And we'll just see how it finishes out. When I look at the S&P today, it's just up 0.2% as we speak. It's really not a big move, but the markets are continuing higher. I think we're entering what we call a blow-off top phase. That takes a little bit of a little while to play out, but I guess with all the money injections that have just been put into this market, especially around the Archegos capital debacle, that's what's keeping these markets up right now.
Yeah, and obviously the Fed will do whatever it takes. At some point, the elixir there is worse than the underlying condition in effect, and they'll have to stop, or something will happen that they just can't fix by pumping out the dollars in record amounts, right?
I agree. The market will force their hand at some point. It always does. But I think we're entering that phase now. And one thing I'll point out, and this is something that I tell my members, the underlying deterioration has been going on really since the start of the year or towards the end of January. And that continues. And the froth continues. I can't begin to tell you, you know, how many secondaries and that secondary offerings that are taking place almost every single trading day and or, you know, every week for that matter. And, you know, we have all of these secondaries. I mean, there's just massive amounts of borrowing. So Jamie Dimon from JP Morgan said this can continue to 2023. I don't think it can. I don't think it's going to continue much more than a month or two from here. But either way, you know, we have unbelievable froth out here and it's still continuing.
Agreed. And hey, go over to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Check out the gold trade. Still some time. You might have missed a bit of the upside, but not all of it. InTheMoneyStocks.com, the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. And of course, send your emails to KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, we'll pick up tomorrow and see what Friday will bring.
Sounds good, Kerry. Thank you.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, InTheMoneyStock.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.